Sister Elise Chris, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So I have to ask you, tell me how you feel about the big news. We have a pope.
Well, I was very excited to hear it. I was traveling, actually, and somebody texted me. So I had to go find a CNN station. I was visiting my sister. And I was elated to hear the name Francis. It was like a breath of fresh air. For us here at St. Francis, University of St. Francis, it just felt so comfortable.
Tell us, if you can, because you said one of the biggest surprises was that he chose the name of Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the legacy of St. Francis, what he was all about.
He was born a noble, and he gave that all up so that he could work with the poor. He worked with lepers of all people, the most outcast people of the world, and did what he could to respect their dignity and to take care of them. And he was very true to the church. In founding his order, he went back to the Pope, asked for permission to have his Franciscan rule and to be able to live that with his brothers. And then when you think about the number of people who came to follow Francis as Franciscans in the early days and even today. So it's really a national event, an international event. So I think the values of the university, for example, that we try to instill in our students come from the life of St. Francis, including respect for the dignity of the individual. We have a very strong service component, values for care of creation. These are all, strong Franciscan values coming from the life of Francis himself.
Based on the legacy and the history in the Franciscan tradition, do you think Pope Francis was trying to send a message to the church by choosing that name?
Well, I think it's in him. Obviously, he's lived this life, and when you hear, explained how he lived, at home, in his own home, he lived this, so it's a message that he lives first. So you can't send a message you don't have yourself. So I think, yes, it will be a message by the way he lives, this continues to live this life at the Vatican and what he does and what he says and the directions he takes. So it'll be a message of a life, an example of a life, which is, again, what Francis did. I mean, one of Francis's sayings is, go out and preach to the world, but use words only if necessary.
Obviously, it's hard to see the future, but what do you hope that Pope Francis can do for the church in the years to come? This has certainly been a very challenging decade for the church.
It has, and I think this, as I've said first out, it was like a breath of fresh air, just something about it, I don't know, about the quickness of it, about the person, about what we're hearing about the new pope is maybe just what the world needs today. And, he's going to have to find, the routes for or the issues particularly. But, I think it's just what we need is a good example, a continued good example of a holy person living the true faith and, the way it should be lived for us to follow. So I'm hoping we're going to see a lot of him personally and what he says and what he writes. So I'm so anxious to already see some of that or hear some of it.
Sister Elise Chris, we appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much.
And thank you very much. I appreciated being available.